请我们来读几处圣经。
A few Bible verses.
罗马书九章。
Book of Romans, chapter 9.
十五节到十六节。
15 and 16.
翻到没有？翻到了，一起来读。
Together. I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it does not depend on the man who will or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
好，十章九到十一节。
Chapter 10, 9 to 11. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. With the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him.
15 节到18节。
Chapter
10,
15 to 18. Alright, they did not get all the good news, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely they have never heard, have they? In that they have. Their voice was gone out into the old earth, and the word to the end of the world.
11 章三十节到三十二节。
Chapter 11, 30 to 32. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so this also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. God has shut up all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all.
下面三十三到三十六节是保罗所写的一首灵歌。
And Romans 11, 32 to 36 is a spiritual song that Paul wrote.
或者他唱一首灵歌。
It is a song that he sang.
讲完三章圣经。
After three chapters in the Bible,
讲到神的绝对主权。
He talks about the absolute sovereignty of God.
不了他被圣灵感动唱一首灵歌。
And at the end, he was touched by the Spirit that he wrote this song.
我们读得有点精神。
So when you read it with your spirit.
来我读33到36。
33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, oh God, the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who became his counselor? Oh, who has first given him that he might give back to him again?
Who will find him? And by him and to him are
all
things. To him the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
The book of Romans has a really clear logical flow.
Now in 9, 10, and 11,
these three chapters, I give you this logic in this flow.
记好的人就记得了。
If you have good memory, remember it.
第一章
Chapter 1
总论
is an overview.
上一半讲总论
The first half is an overview.
下一半讲人的罪
Then the second half talks about the sin of man.
有罪怎么办呢
What happens when you are sinful?
就要审判
Then you will be judged.
第二章就讲审判。
So chapter 2 talks about judgment.
审判了怎么办呢
？And what happened after judgment?
审判就要有救赎。
Then after you judge, you need salvation.
所以第三章讲救赎。
Redemption. Then chapter 3 is redemption.
救赎怎么样呢
？After redemption, then what?
救赎需要人相信。
After redemption, it takes believing.
第四章就讲相信。
So chapter 4 talks about faith.
相信什么呢
？To have faith in what?
相信神的救恩。
To have faith in God's starvation.
第五章就叫救恩。
So chapter 5 is salvation.
救恩是什么呢?
Then what is the salvation?
第六章就叫救恩。
Chapter 6 tells you what salvation is.
我们与主同死。
That now we have died with the Lord.
第七章讲在肉体中的失败。
So then in chapter 7 it talks about a failure in our flesh.
第八章 讲圣灵里的得胜,
but in chapter 8, it talks about the victories in our spirit.
那么来到今天要讲的九是十一,
so then comes chapter 9, 10, and 11.
这三章是有括弧里面的话,
these three chapters are all in one parenthesis.
是当中插进来的一段话,
it is something that was interjected into the whole message.
将神的绝对主权,
it talks about the sovereignty of the Lord.
三章在一起讲啊,
these three chapters should be treated as one.
神的绝对主权,
the sovereignty of God.
大家清楚了没有啊?
I hope you get it.
清楚了没有?
I hope you get it.
虽然你们清楚了啊,
I hope you get it.
我再给你们公司弄一遍啊, 第一章,
one more time, chapter 1.
上一半种类,
first half, overview.
下一半人的罪,
second half, sin.
第二章审判,
chapter 2, judgment.
第三章救赎,
chapter 2, redemption.
第四章相信,
chapter 4, faith.
第五章救恩,
5, salvation.
第六章与主同死,
6, to die with the Lord.
第七章肉体中的失败,
chapter 7, your failure in your flesh.
第八章圣灵里的得胜,
chapter 8, your victory in spirit.
清楚吧?
You get it?
听起来很清楚啊。
要回家去冷静那么清楚就好了啊！ Make sure you remember it.
九是十一,
9, 10, and 11.
神的绝对主权,
absolute sovereignty of God.
神创造万有,
God created all things.
从一本造出万有,
from nothing to all things.
不是从 nothing, 从一本从他一个神,
from one God to all things.
所有的万有都是因着神的话而有的,
and all things are created by God's word.
神说有就有,
he speaks it into existence.
命立就立,
when he speaks things into existence.
神用他的话语创造了万有,
by his words he created all things.
神在宇宙中有绝对主权,
so that's why in the whole universe he has sovereignty.
什么叫做绝对主权?
What is his absolute sovereignty?
你没有办法去碰神的绝对主权,
that means that you can never go against it. That's his authority.
若是不 不顺服神的主权,
if you want to go against his sovereignty,
神只有一个办法把它挪走,
then God's way is to remove you.
我们碰到神的绝对主权,
so we live under God's authority.
只有一件事顺服,
so the only thing we can do is obey.
我讲的绝对主权的,
so when I talk about this sovereignty,
不是天天学的功课,
it is not things that we can learn day by day.
不是的,
it is not.
那是圣灵在我们心中的主权.
It is not what you can learn day by day. It is the Spirit guiding you through it.
我们哪一个人没有完全顺服?
Whoever is not obeying.
我们有宝血.
But we have the blood.
我们有圣灵在我们里面有慈爱的心.
We also have this Holy Spirit guiding us with His kind
heart. 让我们再学.
So that we can learn again.
所以神给我们有白天有黑夜，真是很好啊.
So that's why God gave us day and night.
白天过去了,
when the day is gone,
好, 两个失败,
when you fail,
好, 睡一觉,
then you go to sleep,
那就第二天重新来,
and you try again the next day.
一天就过去了,
and the day is past.
好像一个本子一样啊, 一个本书一样,
just
一个本子一样,
like a book.
这一页我写了一塌糊涂,
you wrote on it all scratches.
我把它接过去了,
and you flip the page.
那一页又是新的了,
and you get a new page.
我们再写,
then you try again.
我们天天要学功课,
day by day you learn your
每天早晨起来,
every day when you wake up,
就好像拎着个书包去上课了,
just like you have now a new page.
主是我们最大的老师,
the Lord is our greatest teacher.
圣灵是住在我们里面的老师,
the Holy Spirit is a teacher that lives within.
我昨天一天就过去了,
when yesterday has passed,
我得胜也好, 失败也好,
you could be victorious or you could fail.
今天放在我面前是完全新的一页,
the new day, the next day is now a new page to you.
从头来,
you start over. From the Lord, you learned a new lesson.
大家听懂了没有?
Did you get it?
听懂了?
I hope you get it.
从明天开始我们都学好不好?
So start today.
拿着书包, 跟随主学功课,
bring this notebook with you and learn your lesson.
我们信了主就像每天在学校里面一样的,
after you believe in the Lord, treat every
day. 天天是新的一天,
every day is a new
day. 天天有新的功课,
every day there are new lessons.
我不知道明天遇见什么,
I don't mind what I face tomorrow. Today is the day of obedience.
我不活在昨天,
I don't live in the past.
我不活在明天,
I don't live for tomorrow.
我在今天,
I live for today.
抓住每一个今天,
to take a hold of all of today.
就抓住我们的一生,
take a hold of my whole lifetime.
今天是我要学习的,
today I learned the lessons for today.
神是有绝对主权的神,
because our God is a sovereign God.
安排我们一生的道路,
and He arranges the path of our life.
我们在里面经过,
so through our experience we go through.
有本书很有名的,
there is a famous book,
摩安德里写的,
written by Andrew.
在基督的学校里面跟随主,
it says that we learn in the school of Christ to follow Christ.
我们每一个人都想在主的学校里面,
we are all in this school together.
天天上课,
every day we go to class.
主耶稣是大的老师,
and Christ is our great teacher.
教导我们每一个人走主的道路,
and He teaches us to walk His way.
那么地上的学问嘛，也影响将来了啊。
So yes, the wisdom you can gain from this world will affect what happened tomorrow.
主给我们的功课影响太大了。
But the lessons that God wants us to learn has greater consequences.
不仅影响我们一生的将来啊。
Not only it would affect this lifetime.
影响到永远了呀。
It would affect eternity.
到了天主了。
Until one day when you meet the Lord,
that
you didn't learn your lessons well today.
抓住今天,
take a hold of today.
今天是我学功课的时候,
today is the day you learn your lesson.
这主给我新的一页,
because the Lord now gives you a new page.
要把它写好了,
take a good look at this page.
啊,记住写得不大好,
thanks the Lord. If you didn't do so well, then flip the page.
明天到了,
tomorrow comes again.
新的一页了,
the new page started.
再写,
try it again.
再学功课,
learn your new lesson.
一生在基督的学校里面,
your whole lifetime is in the school of Christ.
我们的神对于世人呢,
so God to man,
三种不同的态度,
there are three different attitudes.
所以不信的人,
for the one that disbelieves,
神放弃了,
God gave them over. One time, there was a brother arguing with me.
神没放弃,
and he said, God never gave us up.
神管所有的人,
God still cares for all men.
现在世界所有的事在神的掌权之下,
all things are still under God's control.
他讲了好,
and he argued with me for half a day.
我讲的是圣经啊,
and I said, what I'm talking about is straight from the Bible.
你讲的话,圣经的读一出圣经我听听啊,
what you're saying, where is it based on the Bible?
他圣经,圣经他读不出来啊,
and he couldn't find one.
我以为圣经里有,
and I thought God does.
我那也以为的,圣经里没有你的话,
and, but then I said, whatever you think doesn't matter.
新约圣经,
in the New Testament,
第一本书罗马书,
the book of Romans,
保罗写罗马书,
when Paul wrote the book of Romans,
第一章开始的时候,
at the beginning of chapter 1,
就写到神对人类的态度,
he wrote this God's attitude toward this group of men.
一个字, 保罗用了两遍,
he used this same phrase twice,
叫做认凭,
he says, gave them over.
所以神任凭他们,
God gave them over and let them be.
下面再说是任凭他们,
and he said, God let them be.
我神都任凭了吗? 你这个要说管,
he said, if God let them be, why do you say that God still controls them?
你讲的话没有圣经, 我讲的话是圣经啊,
what you're saying does not match what the Bible says.
神任凭他们,
God let them be.
让他们去乱搞了,
let them be.
这只管一个国家,
except one country,
管以色列,
Israel.
The
Israelites are still under God's control.
But
all the other countries, God let them be.
你告诉我, 16, 美国, 你来了这几十年, 美国政治不好的,
Some people said, brothers and sisters, you came to the States. We have had some rough years.
我的弟兄啊,
and I said, brothers, don't worry about the United States.
神已经认清了,
God has already let it be. So don't try to control it. God, let them be. So I tell you, anything can happen now. Because God let them be. But God is keeping an account in a court.
最后,
at the end, God will judge according to
what he does.
Not even one can avoid judgment. Especially the ones that have power. The people that govern, they will be judged. God let people be. Get it?
好,
so then God cares about who?
神管以色列,
God cares about Israel.
这个神的绝对主权,
because they're still under God's sovereignty.
但是到了九章、十章、十一章, 罗马书是三章圣经了,
but when it now comes to chapter 9, 10, and 11,
来到大的转弯了,
you see this great change.
保罗要讲一件事,
Paul now tells us this thing.
神放下以色列了,
God has now also given up
Israel.
Israel was the chosen
country.
For the longest time, those are the chosen
race.
In fact, Paul was an Israelite.
他替神的宣告了,
and he proclaimed for God.
神放下以色列,
but God gave Israel God has now turned.
转向外邦,
God has now turned to the Gentiles.
要在外邦拣选教会了,
from the Gentiles, he has now chosen the church.
这是太大的一个转变了,
that's a great turn.
福音离开耶路撒冷了,
now the gospel has left.
保罗是第一个人,
Paul,
把福音带向外邦,
the gospel, the Gentiles.
把福音带向外邦,
to all nations. How great was Paul?
幸亏有保罗,
luckily we have Paul. So now all Chinese are saved.
我讲到这里的时候,一定要提醒弟兄姊妹,
so I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, the 21st century is the century of Chinese Christians.
今天都是我们都是中国人,
we are all Chinese.
中国人的世纪啊,
this is the century of China.
没有一个国家在一个时候有一亿以上的得救的人呢,
there's never been any country that has more than 100 million Christians at once.
中国第一个打破了,
China is the first country to reach that goal.
信主的人超过一亿了,
there are now more than 100 million believers in China.
我们要在迎接主来的人当中，中国人占一个很大的部门了,
all the people that will be receiving Christ, the Chinese is going to be a big group of it.
弟兄姊妹们，中国人蒙大恩了。
The Chinese are blessed.
到了21世纪，我们还是看见中国人蒙恩了。
21st century is continuing to see this
blessing. 都是神的绝对主权,
I tell you, all this happened under God's sovereignty.
主放下犹太,
the Lord has now given up Israel.
拣选外邦,
and now choose the Gentiles.
拣选教会,
and from it chosen the church.
这个时代称为教会时代,
so that's why this age is the age of the church.
这个时代也称为圣灵时代,
this is also the age of the Holy Spirit.
教会时代就是圣灵的时代,
the age of church is the age of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是复活基督,
and the Holy Spirit is the resurrection Christ.
主复活了,
after Christ is raised,
圣灵降临了,
the Spirit came,
全世界都蒙恩了,
the whole world is now blessed,
全人类都蒙恩了,
all men are now blessed.
福音向着整个世人了,
now the gospel is open to all men.
感谢主今天,
praise the Lord, we now have many believers.
中国人超过一亿了,
100 million just in China alone.
我们在海外的中国人也不少,
and also international Chinese are everywhere.
都信主了,
all believers.
这叫神的绝对主权,
all happened under the sovereignty of God.
保罗讲了句大话,
and Paul then said this.
所以神怜悯谁就怜悯谁,
he said, God says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
It
does not matter who runs,
it
does not matter who wills, but on God who has mercy. Now One day I listened to a brother me and he gave the
不在乎那奔跑的,
doesn't matter who runs.
不在乎那定义的,
doesn't depend on who wills.
自在发言明的神,
but on God who has the
mercy. And the brother
said this.
他说,
he said, if you said that, then my life is over. I thought I needed to set my mind and run to work for
Lord.
But if you said that it doesn't matter who wills and who runs, then why it matters?
你一定说,
and brother Nee said that just hearing what you said, that means that you have not received mercy yet. And that's a really heavy
statement.
I wouldn't dare to say someone who has not received mercy yet. But then she then said this. He asked the Lord to come back to Christ. He
says,
you run, but you will. That's all God's mercy. So that's why you should still run. You should still send
mercy.
If God still have mercies on you,
不追求也不行,
then you will start running on your own. You cannot even stop running if you wanted to.
我们梦着怜悯,
because now you have received mercy. And out of the many, we are saved.
那就是神大大的怜悯我们了,
and that's God's mercy on each one of us.
在万国之中把我们拣选了,
in all nations, you are chosen.
在母腹中把我们分别了, 到了我该得救的日子我得救了, 就不在乎我的奔跑, 不在乎我的定义, 神是怜悯的神, 神怜悯我们了。 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们要知道我们是大蒙怜悯的人, 这是神的绝对主权。到了第十章，保罗讲一个人得救的那个钥匙在什么地方？
Chapter 10, Paul talks about the key of being saved.
口中心里相信。
If you believe in your heart,
相信主从死里复活了。
Believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead.
口里承认。
If you confess with your mouth,
承认主是主。 救必得救，这句话我真的喜欢。 这是一个得救的一个钥匙啊。 心里相信，口里承认， 救必得救。 所以传福音啊，人人的责任。 有的人告诉我不会传福音， 不会一个人笨到这样了。
就那么一句话呀，心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。相信什么？复活了。我们的信仰是复活，而口里承认，能够称主为主。
保罗说救必得救，
said,
你只要引人到这个地步啊，
know,
我们就得救了。能得救这么简单？ 有一天我在台湾的时候，
One day I was in Taiwan.
有一个弟兄我们好朋友， 我们差得远了，我年轻了，你说，他是台湾大学的教授， 很有名的教授，姓张，有张教授，爱主，我们常在一起祷告。我跟他师弟兄啊，我有一个同事啊，姓李啊，就李教授啊，啊，这个人很刚硬，很有学问，也是教授，很会有口才，我把他请来啊。 我给他，我讲不过他，你来给他讲。哎呀，我说弟兄，我还没有给一个教授这样传过福音呢。他来了。哎，我没晓得他的学问这么好啊。
And I didn't know how well
口才这么好啊，那不是我跟他讲，是他在给我讲的，我根本就讲不过他呀，一路都站在下风啊，他在上面怎么压着我讲啊，哎，我要今天打败仗了，碰到这个李教授啊，这么厉害的，那个张教授啊在旁边祷告，讲了很长时间了，这个张教授那个张弟兄来了，起来了，跑到那李教授的面前，不许再讲话，这个李教授说，我一辈子也没被人讲，只要讲过不许我讲话，跪下，这个李教授什么叫我跪下，我还没给人下过跪了，他张教授自己先跪下了，他跪下了，我也快跪下了，这个李教授被他弄得没有办法，一直要跪下来了，不要辩论，祷告主，这个我讲了半天讲不过他，他这么一句话他祷告了，起来得救了，这么简单呢，他有权柄的一天，那个张弟兄真是有权柄啊，不在那奔跑，不在那地，那天他蒙怜悯了，所以弟兄姊妹们要传福音了，今天好像我每次在看圣经觉得人少了一些，我有种受控告，我觉得倒不好嘛，你不要来听了，是吧？我看着看去少了不少人了，真的。好像我认识的人有好几个没有来。弟兄姊妹们，我们要传福音了。我们在台湾，我们教会人都是有名的。到了美国来嘛，老是些人少。这是我们的责任呢。我们的教会的背景一直是个好教会员。我们的教会太好了。我们从上海开始，就有大复兴，影响全中国。中国的复兴二十世纪影响全世界。哎，这么弟兄姊妹真是好，教会很强很强，想要一个教会强不在于领袖，在于最基层的人，最下面的一层都是那么好啊，那教会真好，上海弟兄姊妹的见证多了，我讲一个见证给你们听啊。有一个小偷啊，他偷东西，后来他自己得救了，自己做见证啊。我们小偷的良心啊是没有底的，我们从来不管了，看见钱就拿走，我们从来不想这个钱对你多重要啊，可能你要看病要命，要命的钱的，可能你的钱是太重要的用了，那我不管了，我看见钱就拿走，小偷不管良心的，我们小偷的良心没有底的，有一天我去偷一个东西，我跑到楼上去，楼上呢我把门打开，一件很好的女的大衣在那里，啊，这些大衣偷到了，今天来上算了，我把手放在大衣上，没想到女主人呢进来，女主人是个姊妹，大概走路特别轻的，这个小偷完全没听见的，他进到房间里头一件事情先开灯，
into the room to turn on the light.
一开灯啊，那个小偷的手正是放在大衣下。
小偷说好了，完了完了，被你抓到了，被你抓到了，下面去到警察局去就是了。那个太太给我讲了。哦，先生，那么晚才来，不白天来？我讲这个时候你大概还没有吃晚饭吧？我去做完面给你吃了。那小偷想，才不是好话了。
你说去做面，你去叫警察了。叫警察来抓我了。不过那个太太端了面过来了。好，吃饱了跟你去警察局了。他就吃这个面呢，他也不在乎去警察局。那个太太坐在旁边，说：“先生啊。” 我看你有点喜欢我这件衣服啊。他就把他那件大衣拿下来，包成一包，这件衣服送给你了。那个小偷吃惊了。这么好的大衣，你明明看见我来偷的，请我吃面完了，还把大衣送给我了。过一会儿，他太太又从房间里出来。
包一包钱给他，亲手做工，就会有余。这一点点的钱呢，让你做小本买卖，给你预备一点本钱呢。
那个小偷说还不是这件事感动我。 那天这个姊妹真是活出主来了，一举一动把主流入了，把主彰显了，我这个小偷的良心一下被他补进来了，我这里痛哭流泪认罪信主了，我知道他教会里面现在做见证了。 就说她是个小偷啊！我想这位姊妹真是伟大，这是教会里面很普通的一个姊妹啊。她那个表现，我们这个传道人今天赶不上去了。这件事很伟大，还不是伟大在事，她做这件事彰显主啊。 主冲他彰显了，主冲他流露了，再没有办法的罪人都要得救了，好不好？我们的教会这方面真是很伟大的，今天我们要好好的追求主啊，了不起，所以保罗在下面讲了。 不在那奔跑，不在那定义。下面他就说传福音的，他们的脚重何等加美！听到是从信道来的，信道从听道来的，传福音从。 受差遣来的，受差遣中复活基督来的，主复活了，在圣灵的里面打发这么多的人出去传福音啊！主复活的时候才120位，很短的时间，耶路撒冷就几万人了，都保罗起来了。 向外邦啊，向外邦啊，保罗把福音在短短时间传到亚洲、欧洲、非洲了。很早福音到了中国了。我有一次到西安去，中国西安。
看见一个庙，一个地方，一个我看看设想的礼拜堂。
I saw and that place looked like a church.
但外面写的是回教寺啊。
But yet outside of it is a Muslim church.
他们搞错了。
They made a mistake.
我进去一看呢、啊。
When I went inside,
完全是个礼拜堂啊。
It was a church.
写三一真神。
It said that it is the triumph of God.
写大能圣灵。
God,
毁教士懂什么三一真神啊？
Never believe in the Trinity God.
懂什么的大能圣灵啊？
Never believe in the Holy Spirit.
因为政府来了，看看这个地方没有偶像的。
When the government came, they saw there's no idol in the church.
所以把那个礼拜堂判给毁教徒了。
So then they give the church to the Muslims.
我把那破的照，因为破照的技术不好，我破的照回到美国来洗不出来。
But I took a picture of it, but I couldn't print it.
这是最早的礼拜堂，汉朝开始的。我再一看时间呢，主后没有多久，福音已经传到中国了。十二使徒当中啊，只有多马没有殉道，十一个使徒都殉道了。多马最后有记载的历史，他到了印度，第一个传福音给印度的人，他住在印度很久，最后的记录，他去中国了，带着福音双眼飞向中国，下面没消息了。我想使徒多马，多马殉道在中国了，可能也是殉道的人，那是我们中国人挺野蛮的人，对付外国来的那个传教士，中国的手段是很厉害的。多马最后死在中国了。什么时候？主后才二三十年，多马已经奉差遣到中国了。我们中国听福音听得很早很早的，到今天了，到今天中国是信主最多的人了。弟兄姊妹，我们都是蒙恩的中国人呢，要起来啊，传福音啊，叫人心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。那个时候福音先用英国人，英国把福音往外传，第二用德国人，德国人继续起来，把福音带给不同国家的人，带给不同民族的人，那正是彰显耶稣基督的大爱了。英国人到中国来的很多，把福音传给中国，才有我们今天这些果子啊，前赴后继啊。英国人激起那个责任来传福音啊，把福音传给到处都是。那时候他们有口号了，福音传给黑色大陆，那时候福音传到非洲去，他后来福音要捆绑东南亚的两条龙，一条龙是中国，一条龙是日本，中国这条龙差不多捆绑了，现在超过一亿的人信主了，日本这条龙还没捆起来，日本不容易，福音传遍天下。有一个英国弟兄啊，主差遣他去非洲，那么清楚主呼召他，他准备去非洲啊。当他为自己做准备工作的时候啊， 他在马路上不小心被汽车撞了。
Somehow he got ran over by car.
结果撞了很厉害，医生判断要把一条腿锯掉。
And he was really badly injured, and the doctor said that I must chop off one of your legs.
大家都问一件事。
So everyone asked this.
若是神差遣去非洲是真的。
And they asked if God truly is sending you to Africa.
为什么会让你被汽车撞呢？为什么遇见这样的事要锯掉一条腿呢？可能这个差遣不是出于神的。我们的弟兄很单纯，从来不怀疑他的护照，他的腿撞上了条木头腿，很不方便了，又去非洲了。到了非洲一下就被非洲人抓起来了。
He was captured.
要吃他。
By cannibals.
那最野蛮的民族。
The African wanted to eat him.
这位弟兄啊。
And that brother.
我从前叫他名字，今天忘了。
I forgot his name.
这位弟兄忽然觉悟了。
And the brother all of a sudden has this awakening.
主让我撞上一条木腿是为了今天的。
Now I know why gave me a wooden.
他对那些非洲吃他的人说：“你们要吃我是不是？”
And so now he spoke to the cannibal.
好，我让你们吃。他拿出把刀来，把腿削一片。非洲人不知道他的腿是木头啊。削一片，丢给一个人，给你吃。再削一片，给另外人，给你吃。非洲人吓坏了。这个人可以把他腿一片片削下来给我们吃。他们从那转过来了。他是神的，这不是人能做的呀，大家都跪下来了，他在那里住下来了，这是非洲的福音第一个传开的，不容易吧？我们中国也不容易。我写过两本书，我劝你们买来读一读。我不是在这里推销我的书啊，一本书没几块钱，两本传记，一本过现的传记，一本门神教士传记，很好看，比小说好看。大家都去买两本啊，可能就要都买回，有没有还不知道了。我上个礼拜在 Cover City 啊，刚讲圣经读到蒙头。
The Bible was just talking about covering the head.
我就讲蒙头真理。十二位姊妹听。
To some sisters.
听完都要蒙头了。他们一个姊妹来给我讲，姊妹要给我带点十二顶蒙头帽来了。
So the sister asked me to bring forth these covering.
我来一问啊，蒙头帽真有十二顶了。
And then I then find out that I only have 12 left.
下面快快去进货了呀。全书都蒙头了，感谢主。我们今天传主的话。好，你有顾先生牧师，顾先生，他到中国来啊，他是美国人，他长得很高大，一把大胡子，所以后来中国人他有名了，叫他郭大胡子。他到了山东。没有办法，人不让不给他地方住，中国人抵制洋鬼子，不买东西给他吃，那他怎么生活啊？他走来走去啊，看见一个桥，中国的桥下面都有洞的哈，有桥洞，他就晚上睡在桥洞里面。肚子饿了，祷告主啊！好，一个卖豆腐的过来了。刚好那一天呢，豆腐到担子放在桥上的时候呢，他到外面去方便。那个弟兄说：“好，感谢主。”他出来了。这个挑担子的人不见了，大概出去方便了。他就拿了一些豆腐，把几倍高出于几倍的钱放在那里， 他回到桥洞吃豆腐，那个卖豆腐的人回来了，豆腐少了，你钱在哪里？十五种钱被拿走，豆腐价钱贵好几倍。他以为他拜的偶像眷顾他了，所以到了第二天呢，他故意到了桥上面把担子一放，他出去了。回来一看，又有好多钱。他每天来了，每天来了，把豆腐放在哪里？你过现在就每天靠这个豆腐过日子了。有一天呢，他回来的早了一点。过些的也是回走迟了一点。两个人碰上了。哦，原来不是他拜的偶像，是那个洋鬼子在拿豆腐吃啊。过些的向他传福音了。这是山东第一个得救的人。他们到中国来传福音真是不容易啊，到后来福音传开了，千千万万的人得救了。弟兄姊妹们，西国人到中国来传福音不容易啊，他们的脚重何等佳美，把福音传开啊。今天福音走最后一棒了，全世界都传开了。我本来以为是南美洲最后一站，那里有一个地方还是赤人的民族。后来弟兄们告诉我，那个地方也传开了，最后一个地方不是那里了，在中东啊。我们新疆省过去一点就到了，那时候回教国家没有人信主，大家都为那个地方祷告，大概去的人都是白族人。我们中国人也有爱心，我们爱心呢是对中国人，我们传福音是传给中国人，为别的国家去舍命，为别的民族去舍命，那是白种人的最大的长处。他们真是爱主啊，福音靠他们传遍天下，主要回来了。下面就讲完了，保罗到了最后了。保罗讲完了整个绝对主权，唱一首灵歌，这首的真是美啊！唱首灵歌来说的三章圣经的结束，赞美神的绝对主权，身在神。智慧和丰富的智慧和知识，他的审判何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心呢？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他叫他偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，接着他，归给他，也荣耀归给他，直到永远。保罗这首灵歌真是好，身在神深奥的智慧跟知识啊，他的踪迹真是难寻啊，他的审判真是难测量啊，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士， 谁先给了神叫他偿还？
Who has first given to God to be paid?
哇，有都是本于他。
All things are from him.
借着他。
By him.
归给他。
To him.
保罗最后讲句大话。
And then Paul said this.
From him.
It is from him.
By him.
By him.
To him.
And to him.
我们所有的事都在这三件事情里面。
All things. Based on
开始于神
start from him,
中间的力量智慧都是主的能力
in the middle, it's sustained by him,
不是靠着我们自己
not sustained by you,
靠着主
but it's sustained by him,
到最后的结果都归给神
so that at the end, it is to him,
本于他
from him,
倚靠他
by him,
归于他
to him,
也荣耀归给他直到永远我们都传福音
so preach the gospel
本于他
from him
都祷告主好不好
pray
主要我向哪一个人去传福音
the Lord wants everyone
可能就是你的亲人
maybe it's to your loved one
可能就是你的父母儿女
maybe to your parents to your children
可能就是你的邻舍
maybe to your neighbor
就是你朋友中最熟悉的人
to your best friend
本于他
from him
从他开始
started from
靠着他
sustained by him,
主的能力叫我们把福音传出去
power give you
归于他
to him,
我们把灵魂结果带来归给主
bring the spirit to him,
荣耀归给他直到永远
to him be the glory forever,
大家都来读一遍这个灵歌好不好
why don't we read it together
对身在当中
oh, the depth of the region, oh, of the wisdom,
从头来，从头来，从头来，这是保罗一个很刚强的灵歌，大家有精神一点好不好？
Together,
有精神一点来读，来，一，开始。
For you have known the mind of the Lord, who gave his counsel. For you have forgiven to him that he might look back to him again. And by him, and to him, all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
我以为你们读得很好 你们是看着读的。
I thought you guys remember it, but I guess it's on the screen.
大家回去要背下来。
I'll remember it at home.
这首灵歌。
This is a spiritual song.
保罗用他的灵来激励我们。
Paul used his spirit to encourage.
我们传福音比保罗容易多了。
It's much easier for us to preach than Paul.
心里承认，口里，心里相信，口里承认。
Believe in the heart, confess with your mouth.
就必得救。万有都归于本于他，依靠他，归于他，荣耀归给他，直到永远。我们再唱这首诗歌。